Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Femi, it is time for Smokin' Joe Frazier, former heavyweight boxing champion. He's the central figure in a documentary called Thrilla in Manila, and that's going to air on HBO tomorrow night. The film is a look back at one of the most brutal rivalries in the history of sports. That's between Frazier and Muhammad Ali.
The Rumble in the Jungle.
The Rumble in the Jungle was in Kinshasa. That's George Foreman. You're about to learn that this is the Thriller in Manila.
Yes,
these are three different fights. You're talking about Foreman, but we'll probably touch on that as well.
Excellent.
Because
okay,
I think we're talking about three fights that took place between 1971 and 1975, culminating in the Thriller in Manila. The film is told, though, from Frazier's point of view.
Right.
And it's the first time we've gotten his perspective. We've gotten Ali's perspective in a lot of films and a lot of books. But it also doesn't paint a very flattering picture of one of America's idols, Muhammad Ali. Listen to this.
Now you're fighting a spiritual holy war when you face me now.
But when you're fighting Joe Frazier, is that a spiritual
holy war?
Yes, sir. Why?
Because he's the Uncle Tom.
Oh, he's not an Uncle
Tom. He's not. Why did he insist on calling me Cassius Clay when even the worst of the white enemies recognize Muhammad Ali? He's the other type Negro. He's not like me. There's two type slaves. Joe Frazier's worse than you to me. That's what I mean when I say Uncle Tom. See, he's a brother. One day he might be like me. But as of now, he works for the enemy.
Smokin' Joe Frazier himself joins us now from Philadelphia. And in London, we're joined by John Dower, the director of the documentary that appears on HBO tomorrow night. Mr. Frazier, can I call you Joe?
Yeah, call me Smokin' Joe.
Can I call you Smokin' Joe? It's
yeah,
my
why
honor.
Not?
It's my honor.
Yeah, how you been?
I've been very well. Thank you. Thank you, champ. Smokin' Joe, you say in the film that Ali is now being paid back for what he said and what he did in those days, and that God wrote it down and is paying him back. Do you really believe that?
Sure.
Why?
Sure. Well, because number one, he runs around and said, "I am thee." Now you see, you can be thee, but there ain't but one thee, the Lord above. You understand? We can be the, but we can't be thee. Very seldom we use that name in a sentence. Let's say when you're speaking about thee, is the. So therefore, he jumps around saying, I am the greatest. I am the, and the Lord marks it down. You and I don't pay attention, which I do, but most people don't take it what he's saying.
Well, the film is really the first time, Smokin' Joe, that we've gotten your perspective on this rivalry with Muhammad Ali, and you've been waiting to tell your story. But if there's one thing that Ali was good at, in addition to his jab, it was telling his story. So why'd you wait so long to tell yours?
I was busy fighting, you know what I mean? I was busy fighting and raising my kids, you know what I mean, and getting in shape and doing what I have to get the job done, you know what I mean? And that's why it took me this long. But therefore, he talks and talks and talks, you know. And my daddy tell me, said, the wagon go down the road empty, guess what? That's ain't nothing in it. So therefore,
well,
maybe
not nothing. He was like you. He was heavyweight champion of the world. I guess he gets to talk a little bit, but maybe not as much as he did. John in London, can I turn to you? I'd like you, if you would, to bring us briefly back to 1975 and remind us what the Ali Frazier fight in the Philippines, the Thrill in Manila, was all about. Just how big a deal to the world it was at the time. Can you describe that?
Well, it's interesting, actually. Good morning, by the way. Good morning, America, from London. It's interesting that your co-presenter, and a lot of people make this, you know, misconception, immediately said Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry.
That's fine.
I'm not going to get on at you for that. That's fine. Yeah. A lot of other people do it. You're not alone. But the problem is because of the whole Muhammad Ali mythology, the kind of great fights stop there. You know, the Michael Mann film about Ali stopped at the Rumble in the Jungle. And, of course, you know, we have When We Were Kings, which is about that fight.
Yep.
So people kind of, that final fight in Manila is glossed over. And one of the reasons, as we show in our film, is because, you know, Ali technically won it, but it was a close-run thing. And I think it is one of the most extraordinary fights of all time, possibly the most extraordinary sporting contest of all time. And we thought, you know, somebody needs to make a film about this, so we're going to do it.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's so interesting about the Ali Frazier rivalry is the way that it reflected on the cultural conflicts at the time, and Ali certainly was a master at capitalizing on them in the 1970s. Let's listen to a clip that captures what Ali was all about at the time.
They told me I was going to fight in Manila, so I wrote a poem. It'll be a thriller and a killer and a chiller when I get that gorilla in Manila.
And then he whipped out a little rubber gorilla, which was, he said, the soul of Joe Frazier.
John, you spent a lot of time in this film really calling Ali to task for what you say is racism and also a betrayal of his friend, Joe Frazier. Can you explain why you went so hard at Ali?
Well, I mean, let me be clear. I don't want people to get the impression that we set out to make a film that trashes Muhammad Ali. You know, we didn't. We unashamedly set out to make a film that told the story from Joe Frazier's point of view. But in the process of doing that, I think we showed a side to Muhammad Ali that has kind of been forgotten and swept under the carpet. I mean, Ali has been turned into this kind of woolly saint. And, you know, part of the reason for that is, you know, if we're going to be blunt about it, is because he's now ill and he's become kind of benign. And I think what this film does remind people is that in his treatment of Joe Frazier, which, you know, I personally, and I'm sure others, find, you know, abhorrent, really, that he was a more complicated and complex character.
Champ, Smokin' Joe was... I watched the film and saw how badly Ali did treat you in public, but he got under your skin and he got you to fight back with words and seemed to get you concerned. He'd show up at your practice and get under your skin. Isn't it possible that he was just trying to psych you out and he was such a big personality that he was trying to psych you out in front of the whole world?
I guess that's his way of handling himself, let's say, along with his opponent. And that's where we were at that time. But therefore, I didn't pay any attention to it, you know what I mean? I went on and did my job. I did my job the way it was supposed to be done. And I got myself in the best of shape that I can go. So I really don't really pay too attention to that, what he's saying, you know what I mean? My daddy tell me, empty wag. A wagon can go down the road, make a lot of noise, it's got to be empty. So therefore, these things that he was put together on this, like, time when he could put his poem together and rhyme and talk. So therefore, I really didn't pay that much attention to what was going on.
You didn't pay that much attention. It seemed like with you leading up to the fight in 75 that it was almost the same setup as with Foreman in Kinshasa in 74. It was like a wrestling match. You had the face and the heel. Ali was the face. He was the, quote, good guy in front of the world, and Foreman was the heel, and he kind of tried to make you the heel as well.
Yeah, but, you know, we look at it the same way that everybody else does. You know what I mean? Go and get the job done and pay no attention to it. And, like, you know, he said he was handsome than most anybody else in the whole wide world. And I'd see a lot of fine guys, you know. I've seen ugly guys do a little better than he does, you know what I mean?
Okay. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. But I'm encouraging everyone to watch this film tomorrow night. My guests were the legendary Smokin' Joe Frazier, who fought Muhammad Ali and is the subject of the film Thrilla in Manila by director John Dower, who joined us from London.